Thank you and good morning. He's wanted for attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon, kidnapping, rape, and a host of other crimes, and his name and picture are at the top of local most wanted posters. The sheriff's office is searching for 23-year-old Silverio Sanchez, who has been identified as the suspect in a hit-and-run incident on Highway 36 that sent a United States Forest officer to the hospital in March. Sanchez, a white male adult, 5'5", 130 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes, has friends and family across Humboldt County and is considered dangerous. He is wanted by the sheriff's office, Eureka and Fortuna Police, and Trinity County officials. Anyone with information as to his whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. Detectives from the Eureka Police Department's problem-oriented police team conducted a probation search at a motel in the 800 block of Broadway last week and ended up arresting two men. Officers found 6 grams of heroin, 16 grams of meth, a small amount of marijuana, a stolen mountain bike worth more than $3,000, and $3,000 in cash. 47-year-old Kyle Abbott and 34-year-old John Ellis were arrested and booked on numerous charges, including possession for sale, felony warrants, and probation violations. Ellis's arrest takes a name and picture off the Eureka Police Department's most wanted list, where he was featured with 9 other people. The Kings County District Attorney's Office and its Child Abduction Unit have issued an alert asking for the public's help in locating 17-year-old Sarah Horn, who was last seen by her family on December 6th in Lemoore, California. Sarah left home that day after receiving a phone call from a 707 area code, and it's suspected she could be in the Eureka area, possibly in the company of a man named Kyle. Horn is a white female, 5'4", 110 pounds, with brown hair and hazel eyes, and she has a large birthmark behind her knee. Anyone with information as to her whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. The Eureka Police Department has suspended its ride-along program. Dave Silverbrand has more.
The ride-along program has allowed people to accompany patrol officers during their shifts, and College of the Redwoods police cadets have been riding along to prepare for their own careers. I had submitted an application to ride along so that I could share our observations with you. But police officials say the department is facing an officer shortage. 6 officers have been injured on the job and can't work at all, according to Police Chief Andrew Mills. And another 5 full-time positions need to be filled. Do the math, 11 officers short. In fact, the police department is about to launch a recruitment drive for new officers. And they say with officers pulling overtime and covering for each other, citizen ride-alongs would be too much to handle. So the program is on hold, and it could be for a number of months, according to police. Dave Silverbrand, KINS News.
2 Susanville area residents have been identified as victims of a fire in a converted railroad car over the weekend. One is 56-year-old Jeffrey Michael Faust, the other 49-year-old Sharon Beam, who also used the name Shanrock. Both were found in the burned-out car. Investigators say the fire was caused by a wood stove. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In 2012, the Board of Supervisors voted to implement an urgency ordinance that governed the sidewalk and steps to the courthouse in the face of ongoing protests and complaints about those protests occupying areas along 5th Street. The urgency ordinance prohibited overnight camping, putting up tables and oversized signs, among other rules, and Supervisor Estelle Fennell voted in favor of the original ordinance.
From the get-go, it was my feeling, and it still is, that there are plenty of laws on the books to deal with the kind of situation that evolved at that time. What was required was fast and decisive action. This was something that just basically went out of control and was taken over by people who I don't even think were really protesting anymore. They were just living there.
Fennell and the Board of Supervisors voted last week to repeal the urgency ordinance, stating that it was no longer necessary. Fennell did say, however, that people who want to engage in civil disobedience must be prepared to face the consequences, and that county government must be prepared to enforce its laws.
If you are going to do civil disobedience as a protest, you have to expect to be arrested. And that by the same token, you can't say, if you do that, I'm going to arrest you, and then not arrest.
The urgency ordinance came in response to a transient encampment that grew at the site of the original Occupy Eureka movement. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.